The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers, welcome to another silsila of Path to Success. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. Today we have another unique topic, as usual, Alhamdulillah Azawajal. And our topic today is respect and manners. So respect and manners, two unique things, Alhamdulillah Azawajal. And it's a quality which we all should have in ourselves, that we should have respect and also we should have great manners as well. And inshallah Azawajal, we have Muballigin with us who will be sharing their Madani pools, Alhamdulillah. We have Taqir Bhai with us, Alhamdulillah Azawajal. We have Iftihar Bhai, our Rizwan Bhai, and our Ustad Asif Madani with us, inshallah. So we see, inshallah, what Madani pools we will be getting from our Muballigin. And regarding our topic today, respect and manners. Normally, a person with good manners, people look up to him. People have respect for him. But when that same person with good manners also has respect as well, and then respect, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, our deen is always teaching us respect. Our deen is based upon teaching and putting forward, living our lives according to respect. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, there are many things which we be respecting the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, respecting the Sahaba, the Ahlul Bayt, the Awliya, the Holy Quran, respecting the honorable month, like the month of Ramadan and other months like this, also respecting the elders, showing respect to those things which are connected with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you can say there's many things which respect is involved. Basically, our lives should have respect for all these things and many more, inshallah. So we will talk about this today, respect and also manners as well, because manners plays a great part as being a Muslim, inshallah. So let's, before we go speak regarding our topic, let's listen to a fazila of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me three times in the day and the three times in the night, showing devotion and affection towards me, it is upon the mercy of Allah azawajal to forgive the sins he committed during that day and the night. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So here talking about devotion, this is also a way of respecting the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, three times in the day, three times in the night, out of devotion, out of respect for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what can this gain us? This can gain us that forgiveness from the court of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah azawajal, before we go speak on our topic, let's listen to recitation of the Holy Quran and the praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية يا أيتها النفس النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله سنتے ہیں کہ محشر میں سنتے ہیں کہ محشر میں صرف ان کی رضا Oh.
Can we say about Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, where he started from, talking about the Day of Judgment, talking about the Maqam of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and bringing us back onto the earth, talking about the Maqam of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our connection with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah give us the true respect and the love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our topic today, it's talking about manners, and also it talks about respect. Now, if you look at how did the Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, how did they gain manners? It was through respecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First, they had respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through the respecting of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they gained manners, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. So this respect and manners, this is, you can say, we can take this subject from side to side, from one place to another, alhamdulillah, it's sort of, you can put it on one scale, you can say with this as well, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, and we'll see what our muballigin have to say regarding our topic today, inshallah. We're talking about respect and manners. You can either have them together, or you can take it separately, inshallah, with this topic.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Assalatu wassalamu ala khatim al-nabijin. Definitely, Abdul Hanan bhai, the topic of respect and manners, it's very important. And when you look at both of them, they both come under the category of good mannerism, good character for an individual. And we know that, alhamdulillah, in the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent the best of examples. That individual was sent, who was sent as the best of character. And he was sent as a guide for all of us so that we can follow him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And by following him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, we will reach the maqam closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we talk about any topic in life, a good aspect of that is always to refer back to the seerah, the best biography of the final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So likewise, when we're talking about respect, mannerisms, we come back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here as well. And when you look at the seerah, you study the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you study the years before even his announcement of prophethood. He announced prophethood at the age of 40. But up until the age of 40, he presented himself in front of the community. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from a childhood, everyone knew that this individual is not a normal boy like anyone else from the community. They knew that he was a special individual. And many signs were made apparent throughout that time as well. And even before announcing his prophethood, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he was known to be an individual of great respect and an individual of great mannerisms as well. When he was talking, and when I was coming before the Silsilan, thinking about the topic, one quote came into my mind, a very famous quote in the Urdu language, Ba-adab, ba-naseeb. Be-adab, ba-naseeb. So that individual who has adab, who has good mannerisms, he will always result, the result of that will always be good fortune for him.
MashaAllah.
And on the opposite side, if someone does not have good mannerisms, he might get a little bit of success worldly, outwardly, but the reality of it is, it will not have no benefit for him. There's no good fortune for that individual. So that's a very important point as well, that we need to keep in our mind, inshallah al-kareem, that if we want to become successful, we need to adopt good mannerisms in our character. Like the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said that the best of you is the one with the best of characters. So that individual who has the best character, he will be the best from amongst the people. So we look at the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and implement them in our lives. And mannerisms, respect, this is one of the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that each and every one of us needs to take upon ourselves and implement that into our personality as well, inshaAllah al-Kareem.
MashaAllah. So, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we heard regarding the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the 40 years of the life which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented himself in front of the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah. It was the character, it was the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared prophethood in front of the people, they were, you know, the people who had respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there and then they embraced Islam. They basically didn't even take him a second to think. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Khatijah al-Kubra radiallahu, these were the people who saw the great manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they straight away embrace Islam. If they heard by our topic, unique obviously, respect and manners, combining them together, and we see that in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seerah of the Sahaba, the seerah of the Awliya, so much to talk about.
Jee, alhamdulillah, a fantastic topic that we're talking about today, and two things that are very much lacking in our communities, in our societies, respect and good manners. Tokir bhai mentioned regarding the excellent character, the excellent manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba saw this firsthand, and they took these manners, this good character, respect on board. And whenever they were in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were very scared that in case they went out the boundaries of respect and good manners, they would sit quietly, they wouldn't move, they wouldn't fidget. All these things we hear and we read. But unfortunately today we don't see this in our communities. Why? Because we've gone away from the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of us have opened the books and read the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many of us have taught it to our children? How many of us repeat it, remind ourselves? How many of us have people that correct us when we're talking, when we're making a mistake? If somebody was to rectify us and say, that was rude, we end up making excuses that, look, this is fine, it's okay to go with. We give our children everything. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the best gift you can give to your child is good manners. That's the best thing that you can do. If you come across a child or a youngster with good manners, it stands out today. Why? Because there's very few amongst us. Alhamdulillah, we just come back from Madni Kafila, and there's a lot of youngsters.
Mashallah.
And we kept repeating this, the elders, that you youngsters have been polite, you have been, there's no rudeness from them. And it stands out.
Mashallah.
That when one child has good manners, it gives the whole family a good name.
Subhanallah.
It gives the father a good name. Whose son are you? I'm son of Fala Fala. This is my father's name, mashallah. So you're giving your father a good name. Now without respect, you can't gain the blessings. If you don't have adab of the masjid, how are you going to gain the blessings? If you're sitting in the masjid anywhere you want, stretching your feet anywhere, speaking how you want, sitting how you want, that's not the respect of the masjid.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the respect of the Qur'an, how are you going to gain blessings of the Qur'an? Read the Qur'an, mazallah, people put it anywhere, they feel, they, you know, wherever their mind thinks. or they place the Quran, or they're not even got the respect of the Quran, respect of the parents. How are you going to gain the blessings if you're disrespecting your parents? So everything, if you don't have respect for it, you can't gain the blessings. You could go to Makkah, you could go to Medina, but if your hazri is not ba'adab, this is not respectful, how are you going to gain the blessings?
Allah.
Everything is based around respect. So from the smallest thing, if we teach our children and we emphasize it, that respect the pencil. With the Mira Sumi says, respect the blank piece of paper.
Allah,
it's on the floor. You can take a blank piece of paper, A4 sheet, why are we going to respect that? I mean, Sunnah says on there could be written Islamic scriptures later. Respect the letter A. We say, why should we respect the letter A?
Allah.
In English, we write the name of Allah with the letter A, don't
Allah.
We? So everything that we start to respect in the small amount, then we start to respect the bigger things even more. Loving the birds of Medina, showing them respect.
Allah.
Now, why do the ulama emphasize on this? If you love the birds, and you love the surroundings of Medina Sharif, how much are you going to love Medina? How much are you going to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
I think you're going to just enlighten our hearts. You're going to get us going, because when you talk about respect, when you talk about respecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those things which are connected with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it becomes everything. Everything becomes part of that.
It reaches a new level. Every relics associated, affiliated with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then doesn't just reach respect, and there's reverence for that. There's reverence even above. This is love, that you have to have this reverence, this love, this respect for everything associated with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, if you look at good manners, look, we have to spend money these days to please people. If you want to get friends, you have to splash out a little bit. But it's mentioned that you cannot please or provide people with happiness through your wealth, but through your good manners, through your character, you can please people. A simple smile, pleasing one, is so easy. Our manners will leave an impact. They normally say that, you know, first impression is a lasting impression. When you meet an individual, his mannerism, his respect, the way he speaks to you, you remember that for the rest of your life. You may not meet that individual again, but that impact he's had on you, you're going to remember him every time you think of anything associated with him. It is mentioned on the Day of Judgment, there will be no other deed that weighs heavier on the scale, on the mizan, of a believer than good manners. How difficult is it? You know, good manners, these naturally should come out. Jazakallah, thank you, please. You stand in a takeaway or a shop, youngsters, give me that. Give me this. Put this on. You think the guys is, at least say Jazakallah, thank you, please. Is that difficult to say? Does it cost money?
Love.
This changes your whole character. You can just judge from a person there, but what he is like, when you see him speak for 5-10 minutes, or maybe in a few minutes. So when the good manners come out from a person, naturally other people want to be around him. So we should possess good manners. As a Muslim, we should possess good manners. That's what will bring people closer to the deen, inshallah.
MashaAllah. So many things our beloved Iftikhar Bhai has mentioned, alhamdulillah, regarding respecting and good manners. And there's so much more to talk about, inshallah. We will take some Madani pools from our Muballigins first, and then we'll move on, inshallah, one thing at a time, because you have respect for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we can talk about respect for the Holy Quran, respect for the blessed months, the respect for so many things which involves respect. And then samely, what manners play, the part manners play in our lives. We've got Rizwan Bhai with us as well. Rizwan Bhai, a huge topic, you can say. MashaAllah, the Muballigin have mentioned a lot of things. Where are you going to make a start on this, inshallah?
To start off with, by saying good manners and respect, they go hand in hand. When you have bad manners, you're disrespecting. It automatically happens. And when we're talking about good manners, this is such a broad topic. It can be manners of when you're speaking to somebody, when you're talking. It can be manners of when you're eating. It can be manners of when you're sitting, when you're standing, when you're in others' company, when you're out in the public, when you're in the masjid. There's different manners for different situations. And it's such an important topic, and if the Harbai touched on it there as well. Because nowadays, especially in the community that we live in, I think all over the world, to be honest, the majority of people think being vulgar and rude and obnoxious is, will get them popular, will get them, they think that's it.
They think they made a position through that sort of character.
They think kindness is a weakness for some reason. They think the good manners, saying please to somebody or saying thank you to somebody, is beneath them.
Yeah.
And they think almost as a weakness, and they think, you know, I don't need to say please to him. I don't need to say thank you to him. And it's like, why are you... And this actually is touching on the topic of respect. It's not having enough respect for yourself either. Mm. Because if you had the self-respect, you'd treat others well as well. You're losing your own respect by treating them in this manner. And people don't understand this. So when even when you're eating, you're not eating according to the sunnah. You're not eating as the way we should be. We're, you know, stuffing our faces all the way up to our necks, not looking at the company we're in, not letting our parents start first, for example, or the elders start first. And it's complete. People just think of you as rude and vulgar. And in a lot of circles, you lose a lot of respect in this manner. So if people don't say please and thank yous, even if you ask them for something really simple that the person would have done, if you don't say please and thank you, sometimes you get their backs up and they're like, you could have at least said please, or you could have said thank you. I opened the door for him. You didn't even say thank you to me.
You know, if someone's given you away, you expect that from them naturally anyway. And if the person doesn't flash at you saying thank you,
it would have hurt you just to put your hand up.
Allah, God. You know,
why didn't you say thank you? You know, it automatically puts that thought in your head that this person is rude.
Mm.
So we should really emphasize this. And again, if the harbay coming from the background is, brings it into the children, because at that young age, they're very, very easy to mold. They're like sponges. And everything you feed them, they pick up. Even if you don't feed them, they look at you and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're using that language, you're saying pleases and thank yous, they'll pick that up. So it's so important to do it at that age, because then inshallah that habit, when it becomes habitual, it becomes a lot easier when they're growing up. So when I'm speaking to my children and they're asking me for stuff, I'm going to give them those stuff anyway. For example, we're going to feed them or do the normal daily activities that you do. But we make a habit of pausing and saying, can you say please, please? Can you say thank you, jazakallah, to your mum? Can you say this, you know? Can you, just to make it in the habit, and they're saying it naturally then. So as they're growing up, it becomes a lot easier for them, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Rizwan Bhai beautifully mentioned regarding one thing, Rizwan Bhai, I learned from that when you were speaking. What made me reflect there was that, you know, manners, it's basically the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did as a sunnah, it contains manners. So the whole life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is manners itself. Jis ka sab respect pehle to kehenge isko Urdu mein kis tarah kehenge, how would you put it in Urdu, respect and manners. And isme aapke madani phool kya honge inshallah.
Jis din number respect adab احترام حسن اخلاق گڈ کریکٹر بہت ساری چیزاں یہ بھی چاہ رہی ہیں تو سارے تو پہلے جدہ تو مینشن کیتا سب سے پہلے تو آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم مری ذات مبارکہ کہ لقد کان لکم فی رسول اللہ اسوہ حسنہ کہ بے شک کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم مری ذات تھوڑے لیے پرفیکٹ ایگزامپل ہے آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم مری زندگی دا مطالعہ کیتا جائے گا انہوں نے بے سد دا انہوں نے آن دے ایک مقصد یہ بھی سی انما بعثتو لیتمم مکارم الاخلاق و محاسن الاعمال تے گڈ کریکٹر نو پروموٹ کرنا اچھے اخلاق دی تربیت کرنا تے پھر قران پاک دے وچ مینشن کیتا گیا ذل عفو و امر بالعرف و اعرض عن الجاہلین تے بہت ساری آیت مبارکہ تے والکاظمین الغیظ والعافین عن الناس واللہ یحب المحسنین ادفع باللتی هی احسن فائض اللہ بینا کا و بینا ہو ادا و کانا والی جن حمین برائی کو بلائی کے ذریعے ٹال فیک ہی ہوئے گا تیرے تیرے درمیان جڑے دشمنی ہے محبت دے وچ پیار دے وچ دوستی دے وچ بدل جائے گی تے عقبہ بن عامر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ تو بڑی پیاری حدیث پاک مروی ہے کہ آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کو پوچھا گیا گڈ کریکٹر دے بارے تے فرمایا کہ جڑا تیرے نال توڑدا او دے نال جوڑ جڑا محروم کردا وا اونوں عطا کر تے جڑا تے ظلم کردا اونوں معاف کر دے کڈیاں پیاریاں پیاریاں روایتاں احادیث مبارکہ وا انسان دا اخلاق کریکٹر یہ بلند ایک ایسی چیز ہوندا جنوں لے کے اوپر جاندا من توادا علی اللہ رفعہ اللہ تکبر پراؤڈ اپنے آپ چ بڑا بننا میں تا کچھ ہیں آج بھی اختیار کرنا انکساری اختیار کرنا ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਵਾ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੀ ਰਜ਼ਾ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤਵਾਜ਼ੂ ਇਖਤਿਆਰ ਕਰਦਾ, ਅਰਜ਼ੀ ਇਖਤਿਆਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਵਾ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਨਬੀ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਨੇ ਇਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਰਫਾਅਹੁ ਅੱਲਾ, ਅੱਲਾ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਹੋਰ ਦਰਜੇ ਅਤਾ ਕਰਦਾ, ਅੱਲਾਹ ਦੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਹੋਰ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਬੁਲੰਦ ਕਰਦਾ। ਗੁੱਡ ਕਰੈਕਟਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਖਲਾਕ ਨਾ ਅਬਦੁਲ ਹਨਾਨ ਬਈ, ਇਹ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਮਝੋ ਸ਼ੂਗਰ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ, ਮਿੱਠੇ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ। ਹੁਣ ਕਲਾਸ ਭਰਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਨਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਦਾ, ਭਰ ਗਿਆ, ਹੁਣ ਜਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਐਡ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ, ਪਾਣੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾ ਸਕਦੇ, ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਚੀਜ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾ ਸਕਦੇ, ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਗੁੱਡ ਕਰੈਕਟਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅਖਲਾਕ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ, ਗੁੱਡ ਮੈਨਰ, ਉਹ ਚੀਨੀ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸ਼ੂਗਰ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਬਣਾ ਲਏਗਾ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚੀਨੀ ਪਾਓਗੇ ਨਾ, ਘੁਲ ਜਾਏਗੀ, ਵਿੱਚ ਮਿਕਸ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗੀ। ਬਾਵਜੂਦ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਐਸੇ ਮਾਮਲਾਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਸਬਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਵਾ, ਬਹੁਤ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਇਗਨੋਰ ਕਰਨੀਆਂ ਪੈਂਦੀਆਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁੱਡ ਕਰੈਕਟਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਅੱਛੇ ਅਖਲਾਕ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਖੰਡਾ ਪਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੁਸਕੁਰਾ ਕੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਨਾ, ਬੰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਯਾਦ ਰਹੇਗਾ ਜੀ। ਗੱਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ ਦੋ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨ ਦੇ, ਗੁੱਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਗਰ ਗੁੱਡ ਕਰੈਕਟਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅੱਛੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਬਸ ਚ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ, ਜਹਾਜ਼ ਚ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ, ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਕਿ ਸਾਰੀ ਉਮਰ ਦੁਬਾਰਾ ਮੁਲਾਕਾਤ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਚੀਜ਼ ਯਾਦ, ਬੰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਸੀ, ਤਬੀਅਤ ਫਰੈਸ਼ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਸੀ ਮੇਰੀ। ਐਸੇ ਐਸੇ ਵਾਕਿਆਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਚ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਗਈ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਚੀਨੀ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬੰਦੇ ਦਾ ਇਖਲਾਕ ਹੋਵੇ ਨਾ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਟੈਚ ਹੋਣ ਵੇਲਾ, ਸਾਡੇ ਤੇ ਵੈਸੇ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਰਿਸਪੋਂਸੀਬਿਲਿਟੀ ਬਣਦੀ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਰਿਲੇਟਿਡ ਦੀਨ ਦੇ ਸ਼ੋਬੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਮੁਬੱਲੀ ਹੀ ਹਾਂ, ਦਾਵਤ ਦੇਣੀ ਹੈ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਰੀਬ ਕਰਨਾ, ਇਸਲਾਮ ਦੇ ਕਰੀਬ ਕਰਨਾ, ਅਕਰਮ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦੀ ਤਾਲੀਮਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਆਮ ਕਰਨਾ, ਸਾਡੀ ਤੇ ਹੋਰ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਰਿਸਪੋਂਸੀਬਿਲਿਟੀ ਬਣਦੀ, ਸਾਡਾ ਅਖਲਾਕ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਕਰੈਕਟਰ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਕੰਧਾ ਪਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੁਸਕੁਰਾ ਕੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ, ਅਕਰਮ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦੀ ਸੁਨਤਾਂ ਵੀ ਹੈ। ਅੱਲਾਹ ਅਮਲ ਦੀ ਤੋਫੀਕ ਦੇ।
So beautifully the mubalighin have taken this forward, and inshallah once we start focusing and start to ponder over how to gain good character inshallah azza wa jal, then inshallah azza wa jal, you'll find that our society will become better, people around us, people will connect to us more. Today the state of us is such that, you know, if a father walks into the room, the child goes running. The child is running away. Why? Because he knows the father is going to be so harsh on him. Sometimes, you know, if you end up going to amongst your friends, and you come there, and the friends are thinking, oh, he's back. And knowing this, someone is trouble, someone's got bad character. When it's a good character, you see that the people are welcoming you, the people feel that comfort, you'll feel as you go in the presence. So look upon these things. When you go in the presence of people, how are people feeling? And if the people ain't feeling comfortable, then it's something for us to do, that we need to ponder over our character and correct it and make ourselves better. Inshallah, we're going to take a package and then we're going to go back to our inshallah azza wa jal, our topic inshallah. Ji.
Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, it is not permissible for a Muslim to stop talking to his Muslim brother for more than 3 days. Like when the two meet, one turns away his face one side and the other turns away other side. Better between the two is the one who takes the initiative to say salam first. The beloved Prophet of Allah, intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has been reported to have said, the one who will forgive any Muslim's mistake, Allah will forgive his mistake on the Day of Judgment. So this is another right of a fellow Muslim, that we should have tolerance and forgive one another's mistakes. And secondly, we should not break ties. There is exception if permitted by Islamic law for any reason. But normally people break ties due to their ego. I won't talk. He said like this, he said like that. He misbehaved. He did not talk properly. He didn't invite me. He didn't serve good food. Didn't offer me seat. Didn't respect me. Okay, he doesn't respect you. Remember, you don't get respect by wish. You beautify your character, people will respect you. People will respect you in your absence. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says that the one who forgives someone's evil, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala increases him in honor. Okay, fine, even if he was at mistake, you forgive him. Just forgive him. For how long will you remain upset? Do you know those family members who break ties? What do? Whole life, they do not reconcile. But when someone dies, they go to funeral. As soon as they reach and see the dead body and other family members meet them and someone says, please forgive the deceased, now he has died. Then the one who had broken ties for all his life forgives the deceased. Brother, you should forgive while somebody is alive. Why are you waiting for his funeral to forgive? And why do you presume that he is at mistake? He was the reason of rift. It is possible that fault could have been yours. You had to say sorry, but he has died.
times for 20 or 30 odd years, people that don't talk to each other. Families break ties. When do they meet? In ICU, intensive care unit. At funeral prayers, person is on deathbed. Or he has now passed away. Then they come and meet. And before they used to say, I won't even attend your funeral. But they come and attend. Even saying like this is not good. Why wouldn't you attend funeral? Please mend relations in lifetime. And another problem is when someone dies, their kids start doing this. My mom and dad did not talk to them. Dear, your parents did so many other things also. You just remember this. Your mom and dad were wrong. If now they have passed away and they had broken ties without any valid Islamic reason, they wouldn't talk. They wouldn't go to their relatives. Then you children, please. Make dua for the forgiveness of your parents and go and mend relations with your relatives. And end this bad practice and tradition. You end this and go to mend relationship. You become first to take the step.
MashaAllah, great Madani Poos from our Nigrani Shura, Alhamdulillah. Now it's time for the book of the day, inshaAllah.
Path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Gee, Book of the Day is a very unique book, you can say. It's the book of our Sheikh Tariqat Amir Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Aliyah. And that is that unique book, Fizane Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, Fizane Sunnat was the actual first, one of the first books Amir Sunnat wrote to be, thus to be delivered from. Alhamdulillah, over the time, different chapters came into this book, different parts came into this book. This is the first part, first chapter of Fazane Sunnat. And in Fazane Sunnat, alhamdulillah, we have four different chapters in this. We have the chapter of Bismillah Sharif and the benefits of Bismillah, the blessings of Bismillah Rahmani Rahim. We have the chapter of Islamic manners of eating. We have the chapter of excellence of hunger. And we also have the chapter of the blessing of the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, we will take Madani Pools from our Muballigin regarding this great book of Amir-e Sunnat. And you know, before we go to the Muballigin, I once remember we were going out to invite towards goodness, and we knocked on one door. And this one brother came out and he realized that we were from Dawat Islami. And he said, Subhanallah, you know, I was just reading one book of Amir-e Sunnat Damat book. Someone gave me this book as a gift many years ago, and I always had it in my house, but today I picked that book up and I started to read it, and you brothers come knocking on the door and inviting me to the ijtimaas. Subhanallah. And this is that great book, Fizane Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, many Madani Bahar. You can say this book has been published in, I would say, millions of copies have been sold and millions of copies have been published regarding this book. We'll take Madani Poos from our Ikhtihar by regarding
this. Subhanallah, mashallah. Amazing book of the Hanan. It's one of those books that I believe is printed all year round. Inside here, the first chapter, which is regarding Fizane Bismillah Sharif, if you start with this chapter and give in dars, there's so many Madani Pool that you can learn and inshallah azza wa jal benefit from. Also, it should be a target, that book, I don't know if they can see on the camera, but it's a pretty thick book. It's very, I think, over 800, 900 pages in there. This book should be a target that for the whole year, try to complete dars in the household with the family and give dars and try to complete the book.
Subhanallah.
Such a blessing of this book is that it's related to the topic and also to do with this book, that one Muballik, he said he was given a dars from this book, one of the chapters from this book, in a chowk, meaning on the street outside, and a crowd gathered around him.
Subhanallah.
And one of those individuals that stood there out of respect, just listening to that book, he later declared that I was not a Muslim.
Subhanallah.
But I was standing listening to this dars, and out of respect of what you brothers were doing, I thought I'll stand in respect as well.
Allah,
even though I didn't understand what was being said. But due to that respect of the Hanan Bhai, I'm listening to a dar who's blessed with Iman. So respect takes you here, famous of Bishr Hafi, la rahma, respect in the paper.
Allah.
So respect, it takes you from here and it brings you up there. So having respect, it gives you, inshallah, could take you from a person from disbelief into having belief, inshallah. And this book is amazing book. If you haven't read this book, then definitely purchase it and try to finish the whole book, inshallah, within a year. Inshallah.
Gee, Rizwanbhai, you must have experience regarding Fazane. So, you know, time to time we've heard so many blessings of Fazane Sunnat. Actually, remember there was one brother, he was actually a wrestler. Not the wrestlers that we know, the other wrestlers, like you probably say, in Pakistan. And his brother, he told me so he said that basically he used to wrestle, and for some reason one day he came to the masjid. He can't remember what the reason was. Someone bought him, or for some reason he had to come to the masjid. Because after reading namaz, I was just about to leave, and there's one brother. He said, you know, we're having a daras taking place. Please sit down. He said, the brother so gently made me sit down. He said, I started to listen to the daras from Fazane Sunnat. He goes, as I was listening to the daras from the book, it's like my life was changing at that same point. And he says, from that moment on, I left all my old habits and all my bad habits. And from there, alhamdulillah azawajal, I started to perform namaz. I started to fast in the month of Ramadan. I started to do other good actions. Alhamdulillah, just listening to a daras from this book, alhamdulillah.
We say just listening to a daras, but it's not just listening to a daras. This is one of the dars is one of the 12 religious works of Dawat Islami, and it has so much wisdom behind it. And starting this Madani dars in your house, in the masjid, in the chowk, it literally brings changes into people's lives, as the example you represented. What I relate to when I look at this book, obviously all the chapters are very, very good, alhamdulillah, the blessings of Bismillah. The last chapter that you mentioned, the blessings of Ramadan.
Subhanallah.
When I read this chapter, it was like that brother, sorry, the it's a chapter of Fazane Sunnat, but the chapter of blessings of Ramadan, it's a book in itself.
Subhanallah.
It enlightens you. It actually taught me what Ramadan was. Before it, I knew Ramadan, you know, we fast from dawn to dawn, we get up, we do sahri. After iftar, you know, you're looking forward to it all day, and then you get all your fried goods, your sweet goods, and that's it. You're starving yourself. When I came to Dawat Islami and learned about Ramadan from the blessings of Ramadan, this book, it actually teaches you the amount of blessings and the maqsad of Ramadan, and how it can bring about so much change in yourself, alhamdulillah azawajal. And I would ask and implore to everybody who's listening to make it an intention, a firm intention, if you haven't already, then this Rajab and Shaban that's coming, make an intention to not only read the book, but give home dars from this book, and watch the change that you feel this Ramadan compared to any other Ramadan you've had, in not only in yourself and in all of your family, inshallah.
Inshallah. You talking about, must have delivered dars from this many of times, alhamdulillah, many experience regarding Fazane Sunnat. So
definitely, alhamdulillah, the book Fazane Sunnat, mashallah, is such a beautiful book. And we maybe all be sacrificed on the pen of Amir al-Sunnah and Aliyah. How they took out their time to write the book, and the sacrifices they went in order to give us this publication of Fazane Sunnat. And alhamdulillah, this is such a book. It's not like a normal book that you read and you get tired of reading after a couple of minutes. This is such a book, and it's written in such a way, alhamdulillah, that once you start reading, The honesty is that you don't feel like putting it away. You read one page, you have it in mind, okay, I'll read two pages today. And whilst you're reading those two pages, automatically you're inclined to read more and more. And then next thing you know, half an hour, 45 minutes has gone, and you're still reading the same book. And then you know, now I need to do something else, so then you have to put it away. And this is the blessings of the writings of Amir al-Sunnah Barakatum al-Adiyah. And these things, these come from where? These come from respect, reverence, mannerisms, and this comes from the ikhlas of Amir al-Sunnah Barakatum al-Adiyah. His pure sincerity for one purpose only, and that purpose is to spread the religious knowledge all around the world. And this is why he wrote this book for us. Alhamdulillah, we all need to take benefit from this as well, inshallah ta'ala. If you haven't yet purchased the book, then you can visit your local Maktabat al-Madina retailer, inshallah ta'ala. Purchase it from there. Visit the website of Dawat Islami, dawatislami.net. You can download it for free from there as well, inshallah ta'ala. And Fazane Sunnat is that book that it's not just in the Urdu language or the English language. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has its entire department, translation department. And that translation department has taken this book into many various different languages. Top of my head, I can't remember exactly how many languages, but it's in so many different languages, Urdu, Arabic, as well, alhamdulillah, Gujarati, Hindi, Bangla, so many different languages, alhamdulillah, azawajal. And the single individual chapters, they have been translated separately as well. So you can obtain the book, inshallah ta'ala. Physical book, it has its own blessings. So those of you that can obtain it from Maktabat al-Madina, contact wherever your local Maktabat al-Madina is, inshaAllah ta'ala, and purchase the book from there, inshaAllah ta'ala, and inshaAllah ta'ala, gain the blessings of Fizan al-Sunnat as well.
Shah Sahib, mashaAllah, aapne dekha hoga ke how so many things are combined from different books into this book, alhamdulillah. So knowledge from there, you know, you got verses of the Quran, you have the ayahs of the Quran, the tafsir, the hadith, you know, hadith, and then the combination of different books and different calls of the awliya and the pious people of Allah, all combined in one book, subhanAllah.
Poochho na mujhse kya kya attar ne diya, kaisa azim tohfa attar ne diya hai. Waqai jis qadar Ameer al-Sunnat Daamat Barakaton waliyan ne is par mehnat ki thi hai, to unhon to kitabaan leke sanu diye thi thi, lekin unfortunately apna dost naan bas adde ko padhan da time hai ni.
Allah.
Us qadar azim tohfa ditta sanu, taqreeban 36 language de vich alhamdulillah translate ho chuki hai.
Subhanallah.
36 zubanan de vich
36
language de vich translate ho chuki hai, lekin ਉਹ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਗੱਲ ਬੰਦੇ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਹੋਵੇ, ਜ਼ੌਕ ਹੋਵੇ ਮੁਤਾਲਾ ਦਾ, ਪੜ੍ਹਨ ਦਾ, ਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਹੀ ਗੱਲ ਬਣਦੀ ਆ। ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਪੜ੍ਹਨ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ। ਜਦ ਮੈਨੇ ਦੀ ਕੀ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ, ਜਿਵੇਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ 4 ਚੈਪਟਰ ਹੈ, ਫਜ਼ਾਨੇ ਬਿਸਮਿਲ੍ਲਾ ਹੀ ਲੈ ਲਓ ਤੁਸੀਂ, ਫਜ਼ਾਨੇ ਰਮਜ਼ਾਨ ਹੀ ਲੈ ਲਓ। ਕਿਸ ਕਦਰ ਅੱਛੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਵਾਕਿਆਤ, ਆਇਤ ਮੁਬਾਰਕਾ, ਹਦੀਸ ਮੁਬਾਰਕਾ, ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੀਨ ਦੇ ਅਕਵਾਲ, ਤੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸ ਕਿੰਨੀ, ਇਹਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਆ। ਮੇਰੇ ਲਈ ਸੁਨਤ ਦਾਮਤ ਬਰਕਾਤ ਉਲ ਮੁਲਾਨੀਆ ਦੀ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਬਹਾਨਹੁ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਅਲਹਮਦੁਲਿਲਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਵਾਜ਼ਿਆ, ਇੱਕ ਅਜ਼ੀਮ ਤੋਹਫਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਦਰ ਕਰਨੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਵਾਇਨ ਤਾਉਦੂ ਨਿਅਮਤ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਲਾ ਤੁਹਸੂਹਾ, ਕਿ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਬਹਾਨਹੁ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੀ ਨਿਅਮਤ ਇੰਨੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਾਊਂਟ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਕਾਊਂਟ ਕਰ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ। ਤੇ ਜ਼ਾਹਰ ਜੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮਨ ਲਮ ਯਸ਼ਕੁਰ ਇਨਨਾਸ ਲਮ ਯਸ਼ਕੁਰ ਇਲਾਹ, ਇਹ ਵੀ ਹਦੀਸ ਪਾਕ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬੰਦਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਅਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਉਹ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਅਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ। ਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅਮੀਰ ਅਹਿਲੇ ਸੁਨਨਤ ਦਾਮਤ ਬਰਕਾਤ ਮੌਲਿਆ ਦੀ ਸ਼ੁਕਰੀਆ ਵੀ ਅਦਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕਿ ਐਸਾ ਅਜ਼ੀਮ ਸੋਹਫਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਦੀਨੀ ਲਿਹਾਜ਼ ਨਾਲ, ਦੁਨਿਆਵੀ ਲਿਹਾਜ਼ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਅਖਲਾਕੀਆਤ ਦੇ ਇਤਬਾਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਫਜ਼ਾਇਲ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਹਰ ਚੀਜ਼ ਅਲਹਮਦੁਲਿਲਾ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਗਈ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਕੀਤੇ ਗਏ ਸੁਨਨਤ ਦੇ ਹਵਾਲੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ। ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪੜ੍ਹਨ ਦੀ ਤੋਫੀਕ ਅਤਾ ਫਰਮਾਏ।
ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਿਊਅਰਸ, ਵੀ ਆਰ ਜਸਟ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਅ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਬੁੱਕ ਵਿਚ ਅਵਰ ਸ਼ੇਖ ਤਰੀਕਤ ਅਮੀਰ ਸੁਨਨਤ ਦਾਮਤ ਬਰਕਾਤ ਮੁਲਾਲੀਆ ਰੇਟ ਫਿਜ਼ਾਨ ਸੁਨਨਤ। ਨਾਓ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵਨ ਪਰਚੇਸਡ ਦਿਸ ਬੁੱਕ, it's a humble request to you that you try to purchase this. Alhamdulillah, you can order this book online in the UK and maybe other countries as well. You'll get delivered to your door as well, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And this book contains so many things, alhamdulillah, so much great knowledge for us. We've got a few packages, inshallah, we'll take a couple of these packages, inshallah, and then we will talk about our personality of today and who this personality is, inshallah, after the packages, inshallah, we'll turn to that.
Kanis Fatima, stop it now. We should be in our class before our break ends. You had enough break. Come on, let's go now. Kanis Fatma, stop it now. Let's go to the class. We should get to the class on time. We should make sure that we are on our seats before the teacher arrives. For the glamour shoes, come, let's first drink water. Then we'll go to the class. Brother Ghulam Rasool, today I will tell you the method of drinking water.
Sure, Kanish Fatima.
Please, go ahead. Brother Ghulam Rasool, we should sit down before drinking water. Then in light, have a look inside the water in case there is any insect or fly in it. Then hold the glass in the right hand, read Bismillah and drink in 3 sips. In the first and the second sip, drink a little bit of water. 1, 2. And then drink as much as you like in the third sip. And at the end, we should say Alhamdulillah.
Well done, Kanis Fatima. Where did you learn all this from?
I learned all this from Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat.
MashaAllah, Deniz Fatima, that's really good. But there's still one thing that you perhaps forgot to mention.
What am I forgetting, Brother Glamour Soul? I've mentioned everything.
Deniz Fatima, have a look in your glass. There's still a little bit of water left in your glass. You should also drink this water. It is very bad if we don't drink it and waste this water. It's not good at all.
Yes, Brother Glamour Soul, you're absolutely right. We should finish all the water and should not leave any in the glass.
Dear children, you should also drink water in this way according to Sunnah. Not only will this quench your thirst, but you will get reward also. And remember not to leave any water in the glass. If you have to leave water for any reason, then pour it in any plant. Or make sure to use it in any other thing. But make sure not to waste it at all. Because water is a very precious blessing of Allah Almighty.
MashaAllah, some beautiful Madani pools from Kaniz Fatima Day, inshaAllah. See, the personality of today.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Personality of today is Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, Karamullahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the cousin of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, the son-in-law of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who is married to the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much fazila, so much connection with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the family member of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, and subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his daughter in the hands of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his two daughters to Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, and here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his beloved daughter Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala in the hands of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Great personality, known as the Lion of Islam also, a great warrior, a man with a lot of wisdom. Inshallah, we'll see what our muballighs have got to say regarding Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karam al-wajh. Ji Taqir bhai,
In relation to the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, there is many aspects of his seerah, his life that an individual can talk about, discuss. His bravery, mashallah, that is very famous, and he is known to be the most brave out of all. And one narration comes to mind that we are talking about mannerisms, to link it with the topic of mannerisms, the mannerisms of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem and his bravery. So he's known to be an extremely brave individual, and once he's in battle and he overcomes his enemy, and when he overcomes his enemy, what he does, he spits at the face of Sayyidina Ali. And in this, when this happens, Sayyidina Ali, he gets off from the top of him, and everyone's shocked. The person, his enemy, shocked as well, that you overpowered me, you got on top of me, and now when you was able to finish me off, you got off from the top of me. What's the reasons for what's behind all of this? Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he explained that first when I was on top of you, I was on top of you for the sake of Allah. But then when you spat on me, that changed from the sake of Allah, and it became a personal thing. It became something personal. So I did not want to kill you for personal gain, for personal reasons. When I wanted to kill you for the first time, it was because you are the enemy of Islam. You are the enemy of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. That is why I wanted to kill you for the first time. So this time, when it became personal, that's why I'll get up. So this is the mannerisms of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, that they would not take anything personal. So something that we can learn as well, inshaAllah al-Kareem, that we do not take things personal as well on our own accord. Every action that we do should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to please Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In addition to this, another beautiful aspect about the life of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem is his grasp on knowledge. And very famously, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he stated that I am the city of knowledge, and Ali is his bab, it's his door. He's the door of knowledge, of the city of knowledge. So it's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when you talk about the knowledge of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, many things can be mentioned there. I'll just mention two quick points and then we'll move on to the rest of the muballighin. The first is that Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he states that if I was to write a tafsir on Surah Al-Fatiha, just on the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, the first surah of the glorious Quran, he says that I can fill up the load of 70 camels.
SubhanAllah.
So the amount of books that 70 camels can hold, the load of that is how much I can write just on the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha. And another part about the knowledge of Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Majal Kareem, one of his karamat, his saintly miracles, was that he mentions that when he puts one foot into the saddle of the horse,
Allah,
by the time he puts the second foot in the other side of the horse, he can recite the full recitation of the glorious Quran. This is Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Hujjul Kareem. We make dua in the court of Allah that he blesses us with the faizan and the true love and devotion of the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam.
MashaAllah. Okay, Bhai mentioned a number of things, courage, his knowledge, his wisdom, you know, all this, mashallah, there's so many things we can say regarding Sayyidina Ali radiallahu
anhu. Definitely, we can take so many lessons from the great personality of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and there's some famous sayings of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well that we should listen to and adopt and take advice from. It's not just a case of just listening to them and thinking, yes, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, we just heard from Tokir Bhai, possessed great deal of knowledge, immense wisdom. And when he mentions something or his sayings, they're very, very deep. They give us a great lesson just in a few words. For example, Ali radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, I remain very fearful of two things regarding you, meaning us. Ali mentioned this, radiallahu ta'ala, thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago, that regarding you, there's two things that I have fear. Number one is that you follow your desires. Do we not see that today? Our desires, we're given dalil on our desires, yet we should be being fearful and scared that we're doing something wrong, but instead we're given dalil that I can do this. For example, somebody selling alcohol, somebody selling drugs, instead of saying, look, these are your desires, stay away from them. Fornication, and the list continues. They will say, no, this is fine to do, and they give you examples. I'm not selling, somebody else is selling, etc., etc. So that was number one. Number two, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala unmentioned that long hopes. Long hopes or need that we're going to do this. We got one foot in the grave. Our beard hairs are turned white. Still, we're dreaming that we're going to be getting 5-6 more properties. We're going to be doing all these things. We're over 40, 45, 50. We're getting closer to the grave. Every moment is taking us towards death. We should be thinking that I need to do more for my life to come. But instead, what do? We think, no, I need to work even harder for this life because I'm getting weaker. I need to do something so I can have an easy retirement and ease off and enjoy my life. Also, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he mentioned the one who thinks that will enter paradise without adopting righteous deeds, he's a victim of false hopes. And Bapu famously mentions as well, destination is London and they're going up north. They're hardly going to get to London. If we're going northbound and we need to go south from Birmingham, we think that we're going to reach our destination. If our actions are not such that we are going to go to paradise with these acts and we're hoping of getting to Jannah, like manners, we've got no manners, we've got no respect, we're rude. And the thing related to that, Abdul Hanan, is that it's not just, okay, I haven't got no good manners, fine. If you hurt another Muslim's feelings, is haram. It's not allowed. So it's not just the case, teak, I don't possess them, fine, I'll carry on with life. How many people you hurt on a daily basis is very, very dangerous. You break so many people's heart. You can do many acts, but to break someone's heart and to mend that again, it's like a mirror. You crack a mirror, you could glue it, sellotape it, and you could try everything, but that crack you will see forever. So our long hopes, our desires, and if we want Jannah, then we have to adopt righteous, virtuous actions. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, through his wisdom, through his words, has already explained this to us. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla.
MashaAllah, Tihar Bhai, you know, Maktabat al-Madina published a very beautiful book, 72 Sayings of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada Karam Ujwal. You know, normally we would hear time to time, this is a saying, people like to take the call of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. Why? One, he's a great personality, he's a very powerful man, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And his sayings has its own effect, like you mentioned some, alhamdulillah, azawajal. And Maktabat al-Madina published his book, 72 Sayings of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So for the viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah,
should be able to download this free of charge from the website of Dawat Islami, 72 sayings of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, inshallah. And inshallah, when you read these sayings, reflect over them and see that does this saying concern us, like if the Har Bhai mentioned regarding long hopes, and these are things which are concerning us. So when we are listening to sayings of the pious people of Allah, in this case Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, we should be reflecting over them and pondering over them and think of making ourselves better from that. It is one by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, so much to say. Mashallah, Muballigheen have mentioned a few things, so yes, much more to say as well.
The main themes, there's a lot of vakiyah and a lot of parables that we can go into, and like you said, the books that are published by Maktabatul Madina on the sayings of Sayyidina Ali Karmala Ta'ala Wajul Kareem, and the miraculous wonders of Sayyidina Ali Karmala Ta'ala Wajul Kareem are definitely worth reading. If you haven't, you need to put them on your to-read list, inshallah azawajal, because these are personalities that were truly one of a kind. And these themes of courage, devotion and love, they straight away, as soon as the name is mentioned, they flash up. Courage, courageous warrior, devotion, love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The amount of trust that Sayyidina Ali Karmala ta'ala wajul kareem had in Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was apparent in all of their actions. And this is what led them to be so courageous. When they were asked to lie down in the bed of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was going to migrate to Medina Sharif, they didn't think about the threat that was outside. The threat that, you know, even if in a safe scenario, you know, a person would think about what could happen to them, even if they had a security and the safety and everything. But in that day and age, there was no safety. There was a genuine threat. There was a genuine threat of the enemies there, but they didn't think twice about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said it, they did it.
Subhanallah.
And this is true courage, this is true trust, this is true devotion. We say we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but is it just on our lips? This is what we need to ponder on. Is it apparent in our actions, in our daily lives, in our amal, In our worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, in our trust in Allah Azza wa Jal? Sayyidina Ali Karmala Ta'ala Wajul Kareem, another famous saying, by Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam is more beloved to us than our wealth, our children, our father, our mother, and the cold water at the time of intense thirst. And these weren't just words. This is apparent through the life of Sayyidina Ali Karmala Ta'ala Wajul Kareem. That's the difference. And this is what we need to aspire to when we're reading the biography of these great personalities.
MashaAllah. So much. And, you know, the book Rizwan Bhai mentioned, The Miraculous Wonders of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. It's a book written by our Sheikh Tariqa Tamil Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah. Very beautiful book. And actually, these types of literature are there to strengthen our iman, alhamdulillah. There's so many things you'll find in this regarding the miracles, what miracles are, and the effects of miracles. Alhamdulillah, this is mentioned in this book, inshallah. So try to purchase this book. You can purchase from the Maktabatul Madina. Also, you can able to download it from the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net.
These, just to further add on that, these are the books that we need to be telling stories from.
Subhanallah.
Not stories from magazines and this, left, right and center, or whatever. These are the stories that we need to tell our families, our children, so that they know who our role model should be. Sure. These are the ones that we should get our lessons, life lessons from.
No, that's sure. Sasabi, Yana, when we normally mention the name of a companion, we say radiallahu ta'ala. But when we mention the name of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, we say karamullahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. You know, it's, subhanAllah, there's a different connection to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala in the sense that, you know, when we mention his name, you know, for a believer, this enlivens you and gives you strength and gives you this passion. SubhanAllah.
Bilkul Rabbi Nandai Mawla Ali Shaykhuda karamullahu ta'ala. وجهل کریم نے بھی شان دارے اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ من احب علی فقد احبنی ومن احبنی فقد احب اللہ جس نے علی کے نال محبت کی تھی انہوں نے میرے نال محبت کی تھی تو انہوں نے میرے نال محبت کی تھی ایکچولی انہوں نے اللہ کے نال محبت کی تھی ومن ابغض علی فقد ابغضنی ومن ابغضنی فقد ابغض اللہ جس نے علی کے نال بغض رکھا گویا نے میرے نال بغض رکھا ਤੇ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੁਗਜ਼ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਉਹਨੇ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਵਾ ਤੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਵਾ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੁਗਜ਼ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਯਾ ਅਲੀ ਅੰਤ ਅਖੀ ਫੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਵਲ ਆਖਿਰਾ ਫਿਰ ਆਪਾ ਕਰੀਮ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਨੇ ਇਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਅਨਾ ਖਜ਼ਾਨਾਤੁਲ ਹਿਕਮਾ ਵਾ ਅਲੀਯੁਨ ਮਫਾਤੀਹੁਹਾ ਮਨ ਕੁੰਤੁ ਮੌਲਾਹੁ ਫਅਲੀਯੁਨ ਮੌਲਾਹੁ ਮਨ ਕੁੰਤੁ ਵਲੀਯੁਹੁ ਫਅਲੀਯੁਨ ਵਲੀਯੁਹੁ ਅਨਾ ਸੈਯਿਦੁ ਵਲਦ ਆਦਮ ਵਅਲੀਯੁ ਸੈਯਿਦੁਲ ਅਰਬ ਅਨਜ਼ਰੁ ਇਲਾ ਵਜਹਿ ਅਲੀਯਿਨ ਇਬਾਦਾ ਮੌਲਾ ਅਲੀ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਖੁਦਾ ਕਰਮਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਵਜਲ ਕਰੀਮ ਦੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਵੀ ਇਬਾਦਤ ਹੈ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਨੇ ਸ਼ਰਤ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਆਖਰੀ ਹਦੀਸ ਮੁਬਾਰਕ ਹੁਬ ਅਲੀਯਿਨ ਯਾਕੁਲੁ ਜ਼ੁਨੂਬ ਕਮਾ ਤਾਕੁਲੁ ਨਾਰੁਲ ਹਤਬ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਗੁਨਾਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇੰਜ ਖਤਮ ਕਰਦੀ ਇੰਜ ਖਾ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਅੱਗ ਲੱਕੜੀ ਨੂੰ ਖਾ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਗਰਮ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਤੇ ਮੌਲਾ ਅਲੀ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੁ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਾਨ ਦੇ ਕਿਆ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਖਾਮੋਸ਼ ਹੈ ਤੋ ਦੀਨ ਕੀ ਪਹਿਚਾਨ ਅਲੀ ਹੈ ਬੋਲੇ ਤੋ ਲਗਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਅਲੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਬਾਗ ਨਬੂਬਤ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਕਲੀ ਫਾਤਿਮਾ ਜ਼ਹਰਾ ਹਸਨੈਨ ਹੈ ਦੋ ਫੂਲ ਤੋ ਗੁਲਾਬ ਅਲੀ ਹੈ
ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ
ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੌਲਾ ਅਲੀ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਖੁਦਾ ਕਰਮ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੀ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਅਤਾ
ਫਰਮਾਏ ਫॉर द ਵਿਊਜ਼ ਆਫ ਮਦੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵੀ ਜਸਟ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਥੀਸ ਪਰਸਨੈਲਿਟੀਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਥੈਮ ਲਾਈਕ ਸੇਨਾ ਅਲੀ ਅਲ ਮੁਰਤਜ਼ਾ ਕਰਮ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਵਜਹ ਸੇਨਾ ਉਸਮਾਨ ਗਨੀ ਸੇਨਾ ਹਜ਼ਰਤ ਉਮਰ ਖੱਤਾਬ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਸੇਨਾ ਅਬੂ ਬਕਰ ਸਦੀਕ ਦੀਸ ਆਰ ਦੋਸ ਪਰਸਨੈਲਿਟੀਜ਼ when you start speaking regarding them when you start looking in their lives you want to continue reading about them you want to continue talking about them carrying on with our topic you know we've been sort of there's so many other things we came in between our topic iftihar bhai you know one thing we talk about respect and you mentioned about respect teaching the children respect and there's one hadith of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which I was reading in the magazine of Dawat Islami Mahanama Fazan Madina that the beloved prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam said refrain from walking ahead of your parents swearing at them sitting before they do and calling them by their names this is what we have been taught by the messenger of allah sallallahu ta'ala that this type of manner this type of respect children are to be taught this that this is how they should be with their parents
see alhamdulillah our deen is teaching us respect of parents and what was the first one that you mentioned don't walk in front of your father
allah
don't walk in front of him let alone speak to him be rude to him upset him hurt his feelings
don't sit before him
you know food when it comes give the elders on the dasturkhan first look for Ali Madin let him start if there's no Ali Madin then the person with the white beard this is all respect that our deen is teaching us and not walking in front of your father just if you to look at that today that youngsters they're hurting their father's feelings they're being disrespectful to their father a father he was almost in tears when he was saying that I haven't spoken to my son for 2 years he doesn't respect me
Allah
doesn't show me any respect he's rude towards me today we have knowledge at the fingertips we can type something in our hadith translations books will come up we got so many jamiats madaris so knowledge is on it's very very easy to access knowledge but the adab has gone
Allah
the respect has gone there's one country Allah non by that is mentioned but they don't teach them nothing but for nearly it's approximately over 20 years they just teach them respect they teach them just respect before they touch any book and this is the case regarding Dars-e Nizami and books of religious books that before anything was taught their teachers the scholars would just teach them respect just respect they said we're not going to move on to another topic they said when you complete this topic then we'll move on to another topic so respect is very very important but in certain countries like I mentioned that for so long that respect is taught respect of your teacher respect your teacher respect of your father respect of your mother these are important if you have no respect for what you are learning for what you are doing then what's going to happen then when you learn it you're not going to value it you give a child that's young a 50 pound note and a piece of paper they'll rip the 50 pound note up and they'll play with the paper they don't know the value of it now this is the same thing that when the child grows think of your parents think of our parents the viewers think of your parents how our parents emphasize the respect and love for the Quran they wouldn't let us turn our back towards the Quran So
kiss it before you open it.
They said make sure that you know the gilaf. They used to have a beautiful cover on it, and used to make it at home with their own hands.
SubhanAllah.
Used to, you see the elder sister sewing it or your mother sewing it, putting a gilaf on there.
Allah.
We used to walk up the Hanan, but if our father was reading Quran in the room, we used to walk backwards out of that room,
yeah,
so we don't
yeah.
turn our back
Allah
to
Allah.
Go to the kitchen. And if they were in that room, we used to make sure that we didn't mess around,
Allah
we didn't
Allah.
Do anything.
SubhanAllah.
So this is respect that comes from a young age, and you okay. grow up doing that. And in the masjid, we were told not to point your feet towards the Qibla. At home, also, you know, where your father, your mother are sitting, is mentioned, don't point your feet in that direction. Where your parents are sitting, this is respect for your parents. It's also mentioned that if you've named your child, and you should name them, alhamdulillah, then you've given them name Muhammad, Ahmed, then out of respect, don't point your feet towards them when they're lying down either. Out of respect. Out of respect, when their name comes on a letter, don't rip it up and throw it away. Out of respect. Respect takes you very, very far. So respecting the books, having love for the books, just looking at the cover, respecting it. There's one of the Hananbai individuals, and we're very fortunate we can read. And if someone can't read, then they find it difficult that, look, I can't even gain, you know, knowledge from a book. There are a lot of people that came from Pakistan, our parents, grandparents, they can't read. But they had so much love and respect for the Quran. In the morning, they'll do wuzu. They'll open the Quran, they'll kiss it, this is the kalam of Allah.
Yeah.
And with their fingers, because they couldn't read, they'll go over every single line and kiss the words.
Subhanallah.
This is the love for the Quran.
Yeah.
And Allah Almighty has gave us the ability to learn the Quran, to join Baligan classes, to gain the blessings of the Quran. So they showed us the respect that we should have. And we need to, inshallah, just show the coming generations, this is the respect as well. So when you're carrying the Quran, have respect. Now, how could somebody be respecting the Quran when the Quran is in front of you? And I used to say to the children that when we used to teach them in class, that the biggest disrespect you're showing is that the Quran is in front of you and you're looking around. Quran's in front of you and you're making faces at somebody else. If somebody came in this classroom and they disrespected the Quran, you'd be grabbing them. But yet yourself, Quran's in front of you and you're messing around, how can that be possible? That is disrespect. And even further than that, disrespect is that Quran's in our house and we're not opening it.
Allah.
Quran is in our house and we're not opening it. Yes, it's good to have it in a gilaf and put it in a high place. But that is respect. But respect is even more that you open the Quran and you read it. 3 hours with understanding, and inshallah azza wa jal, you gain the blessings of the Quran. So respect, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, part of our religion is very, very important, Abdul Hanan bhai.
Subhanallah. Abdul Hanan bhai has mentioned so many things there, Abdul Hanan bhai.
MashaAllah. He started off by talking about the respect of parents and in the family setting. And I'd like to just expand on that a little bit, because it is such a vast topic and a lot of people complain of that. Like he mentioned, if the Harbi mentioned that he has a father hasn't seen his son for 2 years, for example, and he's very disrespectful. And this is a very common thing that parents are often saying, their children are disrespectful, or the mother of the children are disrespectful. So many marriages break down because the husband and the wife, they say that they don't show them respect. But we need to flip that question back on to us and say, how much respect are we giving? And since I've touched on this on the phone call as well in one of the Madani pool, that respect has to be given. You will get respect if you, inshallah, give the respect. If you're treating the mother of your children like a maid in your house, like a servant in your house, sometimes not even like a maid, sometimes like a slave, and you're not showing her those good manners, you're not saying that thank you, you're not giving an occasional gift, you're not giving a smile, then how do you expect that respect back? If you're treating her like a maid, she's going to feel like a maid.
Mm.
She's not going to feel like the mother of your children. I mean, this is a massive respect-earning status. Anyway, she's the mother of your children. Through her, you've been blessed with children, alhamdulillah. This is a huge, huge blessing. Again, with your children, how much respect are you showing them? This is the way that you'll get respect back. This is not a one-way street. It has to be two ways. Respect has to be given to be earned. And that's one of the messages that I wanted to give on that family setting. Not always at fault, but yes, sometimes it's definitely you need to reflect upon yourselves and how much you're delivering that respect.
Ji, mashallah.
Ji,
Rizwan bhai reminded me of a point, is that a lot of us, we have fake good manners. I'll try to explain what that is.
Fake good manners.
Yes, you fake good manners. Outside, we're very polite to everybody. Mm. Good morning. How are you? At work, we know we have to pull these manners out. But when, if you ask the family, truly they'll tell you if he has manners.
Allah.
They will be able to guarantee. Right. So if you want to find out if someone's got good manners, ask the family.
Hmm.
Ask the family. So when he comes home and he speaks to the children, he speaks to the household, where's the thank you gone now? Where's the please gone now? Where's the kindness?
This is where the sincerity comes in.
That, so outside is very easy. And then the public, you only meet them for 2-3 minutes. Oh, Barachanga, very nice person. We met him, really good manners. Ask the family what his manners are like. You'll find out.
And this is why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, he said, the best amongst you is the best who is the best with his family.
Yeah.
And I am the best with my family.
Subhanallah.
And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you look at the wisdom behind the blessed statements of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, it opens up our eyes very clearly. And taking the points that Mashallah Iftikhar Bhai and Rizwan Bhai mentioned in terms of the family setting and everything, especially with our children. Sometimes, like Iftikhar Bhai mentioned, that we have to teach them respect. Teaching respect isn't literally just sitting them down and going through a book of these are the rules of respect with them.
Sure.
They more than these points that you are reading out to them and you are dictating to them, they will learn more from observing what you are doing.
Okay.
How you are conducting yourself in the household or wherever you are, that is what they will pick up. Rizwan Bhai mentioned it earlier as well. Children, they are like a sponge. They will observe everything. Whether you like it or you don't like it, that is reality. Whether you are telling them that, you know what, don't do this. Amir Azun gives this example many times in the Madri Muzakara, that an individual, he smokes himself, he will say to Beta, you don't smoke. He's seeing that his son is his father is smoking himself. And he's telling me that don't smoke. The child will think, there's something in that cigarette that my father didn't want me to get. So I'm going to start smoking as well. So then the child, you'll find out that he starts smoking as well. He'll start off hiding himself and start smoking. Then eventually he'll come out in the open and then he'll start smoking in the open. Why? Because he's observed that his father is doing a certain thing. Even though you are telling him not to do it, he's observed that his father is doing it. So what the child observes, that has a greater impact upon the child. So whatever we do in our life, in terms of respect, in terms of our mannerisms, we must show it in our own household and outside our household. It doesn't mean that we show it in our household and don't show it outside. We are Muslims. Islam is a complete way of life. It's not just a way of life for the household or for outside the household. In the house, outside the house, we need to be the same. We need to be respectful. We need to have good mannerisms, inshallah ta'ala. And like Iftikhar Bhai said, good respect, good mannerisms, it takes you from a low place to a very high place.
Iftikhar Bhai said a lot today. This fake good manners. So, dear viewers, it's a reality. You know, if we are showing good manners outside, then what about in our homes? What about with our children? What about with our wives? What about with our parents? Our manners need to be good there as well. Otherwise, that good manners which we are playing outside, according to Iftikhar Bhai, those are fake good manners. We've got a few video calls as well, inshallah. We will take on these video calls.
Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. Great topic, respect and manners, mashallah, Azawajal. It is the beauty of Islam that it teaches us to be respectful towards everybody, respectful towards our youngers and elders. And that is the beauty of Islam, and that's what it teaches us. And alhamdulillah, the environment of South Islami not only teaches us to be pious in our worships, but also teaches us to be respectful and have good manners with our family members and our Islamic brothers and whoever we meet. Alhamdulillah, we've seen the lives of many people change when they accepted the movement that South Islami that preaches us to be respectful towards everybody. Alhamdulillah. Great program, great silsila, mashallah. So just keep it up, my Islamic brothers. I invite everybody to continue to watch the silsila. And not only that, alhamdulillah, in Canada here, we watch it regularly as well. We try to, there's a lot of youngsters and Islamic brothers who watch it with great admiration. Very beautiful Madni pearls, Shah Sahib generally provides as well. Jazakallahu khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, respect and manners. Kya baat hai, Abdulrahman bhai? Zabardast topic. Aur abhi humare Canada ke nigran ne, mashallah, he has given a beautiful Madni pearl about this topic. ہمارے عابد بھائی اس وقت کینیڈا کے اندر ہیں ٹورانٹو میں آپ کا سلسلہ بھی ماشاءاللہ دیکھا تو ہم نے کہا چلے کچھ مدنی پھول دے دیتے ہیں اور بڑی پیاری مثال کسی نے دی ہے ये याद रखे तितलियां है ना, तितलियां बड़ी खूबसूरत होती है, यू नो द बटरफ्लाई, दे वेरी ब्यूटीफुल, लेकिन जब बागात के सौदे होते हैं तो तितलियों के नहीं होते, फूलों के होते हैं। इसी तरह इंसान भले ज़ाहरी तौर पे कितना खूबसूरत हो, अगर उसका अखलाक अच्छा नहीं है, उसके अंदर मैनर्स नहीं है, तो सारी चीज़ें वेस्ट हो जाती है। जब इंसान को परखा जाता है, देखा जाता है, तो सबसे पहले उसने अखलाक देखा जाता है, मैनर्स देखे जाते हैं, रिस्पेक्ट देखे जाते हैं। बा अदब बा नसीब, बे अदब बद नसीब। मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने क्या फरमाया, वो हम में से नहीं है। कौन? जो हमारे बड़ों की रिस्पेक्ट नहीं करता और छोटों पे शफकत नहीं फरमाता। अल्लाह अकबर। मुझे और आपको गौर करना है कि बड़ों के साथ रवैया क्या है और बच्चों के साथ रवैया क्या है। पूरी ज़िंदगी जो है वो उसने अखलाक जो के अंदर जो है इस्लाम हमें जो है वो मैसेज देता हुआ नज़र आता है, चाहे बड़े हों छोटे हों। मैनर्स और रिस्पेक्ट, इसके बगैर कोई ज़िंदगी नहीं है। अपनी ज़िंदगी अच्छा बनाना चाहते हैं, इन मदनी फूलों को लें, दावत इस्लामी को ज्वाइन करें और मदनी चैनल देखते रहेंगे, मैनर्स भी आएंगे, रिस्पेक्ट भी आएगी, माशरा भी अच्छा होगा, आप भी अच्छे होंगे। बहुत शुक्रिया आपका।
माशाल्लाह, ग्रेट मदनी फूल फ्रॉम अवर निगरान सईद फजल बापू and also Mubalik from Canada, alhamdulillah, so we're giving these madani food. I'm wondering what time it is in Canada. Now, there's a huge difference, and alhamdulillah, the brothers are still watching the silsilas there. So inshallah, wherever you are in the world, alhamdulillah, try to link yourself with madani channel, inshallah. Lot to learn from the silsilas on madani channel, alhamdulillah. We have our path to success. Many other great silsilas also, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we'll turn to the wazifa of the day, inshallah. See what the wazifa is, inshallah.
Path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Gee, the wazifa, the part where a poison animal has bitten, and move your finger around that spot, recite 7 times Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in one breath, and then blow onto it. Inshallah, Zuhail, the effect of poison will go away. So if you've been bitten by a poison animal, to recite Bismillah 7 times and blow upon that spot, inshallah, that poison will go away, alhamdulillah. So this is the benefits of some of these wazifas, alhamdulillah. Continuing on with our topic, Ustaz Sahab, isme main padh raha tha na, respect. And if you look at the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, you look at the great imams, the people of hadith, you know how much respect they had for hadith. Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, you know, before he would write a hadith, it's mentioned that 6,000 hadith he written Sahih Bukhari. And before that, he would perform ghusl. And then he would, after performing ghusl, he would read 2 nawafil. And then, you know, he would write this hadith down, he would get a ishara to write it down. In the similar way, Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala, you know, very famously known for respecting.
ਅਬਦੁਲ ਖਾਨ ਬਾਈ, ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਗਾਮੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਕਰਵਾਈ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਨਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਇਫਤਖਾਰ ਬਾਈ ਨੇ, ਕਿ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੀ ਸਿਖਾਈ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਅਦੀਨ ਕੁੱਲੂ ਅਦਬ, ਲਾ ਦੀਨ ਲਿਮਨ ਅਦਬ ਅਲਾ, ਕਿ ਇਲਮ ਦਾ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਦੇਣਾ ਸਟੈਪ ਉਹ ਹੈ ਹੀ ਅਦਬ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਲਾਸ ਰੂਮ ਦਾ ਅਦਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ, ਆਪਣੇ ਟੀਚਰਸ ਦਾ ਅਦਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ, ਆਪਣੇ ਬੁੱਕਸ ਦਾ ਅਦਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ, ਆਪਣੇ ਐਲਡਰ ਦਾ ਅਦਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਲਮ ਨਾਫੇ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹਾਸਿਲ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ। ਪਹਿਲੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੀ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਹਾ ਅਦਬ ਹਾ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਅਦਬ ਹੈ। ਅਗਰ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੰਟੈਲੀਜੈਂਟ ਨਹੀਂ, ਸ਼ਾਰਪ ਮਾਈਂਡਡ ਨਹੀਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਕਰੋਗੇ, ਯਕੀਨ ਕਰੋ, ਅਸੀਂ ਐਸੇ ਐਸੇ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੇ ਅਬਦੁਲ ਹਨਾਨ ਬਾਈ, ਬੜੇ ਸ਼ਾਰਪ ਮਾਈਂਡਡ ਸੀ, ਉਸਤਾਦੋ ਨੇ ਸਬਕ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਇਆ, ਕਾਜੀ ਹੋਇਆ ਰੈਡੀ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਯਾਦ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ। ਈਵਨ ਇੱਦਾਂ ਵੀ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਉਸਤਾਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਅਗਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਿਨ ਗੈਰ ਹਾਜ਼ਰ ਹੋਏ ਨਾ, ਅਗਲੇ ਦਿਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਕਾਬਿਲ ਵੀ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ, ਕਿ ਟੀਚ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਸਬਕ, ਇਸ ਕਦਰ ਐਬਿਲਿਟੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਸੀ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇੱਕ ਚੀਜ਼ ਮਿਸਿੰਗ ਹੋਈ ਆ, ਅਦਬ। ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਬਹਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਇਲਮੇ ਦੀਨ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਤੌਫੀਕ ਸੀ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ, ਉਹ ਛੀਨ ਲਈ। ਇਲਮੇ ਦੀਨ ਤੋਂ ਦੂਰ ਹੋ ਗਏ, ਉਸਤਾਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ, ਦੂਸਰੀ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਚ ਪੈ ਗਏ, ਕੋਈ ਕੋਈ ਜੋਬ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਗਿਆ, ਕੋਈ ਕੋਈ ਸਾਡੇ ਖੁਦ ਤਾਲਬ ਇਲਮਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਡੇ ਕਲਾਸ ਵਾਲੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ ਮਾਮਲਾ ਤੋਂ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਜਦ ਤੀਕਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਇਹਤਰਾਮ ਜਦ ਤੀਕਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਤੇ ਐਸੀ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ। ਮੈਂ ਹਦੀਸ ਪਾਕ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਦੀ ਇੱਕ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਖੂਬੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਦਾ ਐਬ ਪਤਾ ਚੱਲ ਜਾਏ, ਡਿਫੈਕਟ ਪਤਾ ਚੱਲ ਜਾਏ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਛੁਪਾਓ। ਕਿ ਮਨ ਸਤਰਾ ਮੁਸਲਿਮਨ ਸਤਰਾ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਫੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਵੱਲ ਆਖਿਰਾ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਦੇ ਐਬ ਛੁਪਾਏਗਾ, ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਬਹਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਆਖਰਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਦੇ ਐਬ ਛੁਪਾਏਗਾ। ਅੱਜ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਕੰਮ ਖਾਮੀ ਪਤਾ ਚੱਲ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਆ, ਯਾਰ ਇਹ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਕਰਤਾ ਸੀ, ਉਹਦੇ ਐਬ ਉਛਾਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ, کتھے گئے رسپیکٹ کتھے گیا ادب حالانکہ حکم کی دیتا گیا کہ مٹی پاؤ پردے پاؤ عیب کجو دوسرے ہیں دے کہ من عجر اخاہ بزم بن لم یمت حتا یفعل جڑے مسلمان دے عیب دی وجہ تو کسے نو تانا دے گا او اس وقت تک یہ بھی حدیث دے بیٹھے کہ وہ مرے گا نہیں جب تک خود اس گناہ دے وچ انوالو نہ ہو جائے اپنے کسی مسلمان بھائی نو حقیقت جانے گا وہ دے عیب دی ستر نہیں کرے گا پردہ پوشی نہیں کرے گا انو ڈسرسپیکٹ ہوئی کرے گا تو کس قدر سانو غور کرنا چاہیے کیسے مسلمانوں دے کس قدر اچھال دے تو ابا دی ایسے دھجیاں اڑاندے کہ سانو تصور بھی ہوں گے ساڈے نال یہ معاملہ ہو سکتا تو کوشش کرنی چاہیے اپنے مسلمان بھائیوں دے عیب چھپائے جان کے قرآن پاک دے وچ جدا عبد الخا استخار بھائی نے مینشن کیا کہ آپس دے وچ حقوق ریلیٹو دے وچ اسپیشلی میاں بیوی دے وچ گھر دے وچ ایسے معاملات ہو جاندے تے فرمایا گیا ہننا لباس اللہ کو وان تم لباس اللہ ہو وہ تھوڑے واسطے لباس ہے تسی انہاں واسطے لباس ہے لباس ہوندا کی چیزاں چھپاوندا ہے عیب چھپاوندا ہے حکم یہ دتا گیا کہ لباس تو تسی ایک دوسرے واسطے کسی دی مسٹیک پتہ چل گئی اپنے گھر والے دی کسی فیملی ممبر دی انہوں چھپاؤ نہیں کہ پورے فیملی دے وچ اودا چرچا کرو شہرت کر کے بیچارے نو ذلیل کرو تے رسوا کرو اللہ عمل دی توفیق عطا
ماشاءاللہ a lot of مدنی پھوس فرام اور استاد صاحب Tawfiq bhai, what I want to mention earlier as well, regarding the great imams, you know, them Imam Malik's respect for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was unique, you know, the city of Madinatul Munawwara, Imam Malik's respect for adab of hadith, you know, he would perform ghusl before he would, you know, sit to deliver hadith, before he would deliver to his student, he'd perform ghusl and he'll come and he'll wear fresh new clothes on and he would perform itr on and he mentioned that there would be, you know, the fragrance being burnt in the room at the time when the mentioning of the hadith as well, to this extent, and the adab and respect of hadith.
SubhanAllah. This is obviously talking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not any little thing. When you talk about the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been taught to us by Allah himself in the glorious Quran. Allah tells us how we ought to present ourselves in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the likes of Imam Malik radiyallahu ta'ala and the other great imams and Akabirin, pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, they were aware of all of these things. And this is why when it comes time to mentioning of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first, they will prepare themselves so that they are at a certain state that they feel that now they are able now to mention the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reality is that all of us, majority of us, day and night, were involved in disobediences, sinning, and our tongues, they are not capable of the mentioning of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our eyes, they are not capable of beholding the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this respect, the reverence for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the foundation of our iman. Without love, respect, honor, reverence towards the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will not never gain anything. There is no iman if we do not love and respect and honor and hold reverence for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You mentioned Sayyidina Imam Malik radiyallahu ta'ala and his love and respect for the beautiful city of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Madinatul Munawwara. It is mentioned that he was residing in the city of Madinah, he was from the city of Madinatul Munawwara. And he only left the city of Madinatul Munawwara once.
Allah.
And that was to perform the fard hajj. Once he went. After that, he never left the city of Madinatul Munawwara again. Why? The reason for this was because he wanted to die in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. He wanted to make sure that when his time of end comes, he's in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. And during this time, he never rode on any animal.
Yes.
Whilst he would go through the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, he radiallahu ta'ala never rode on any animal. He would walk barefoot through the streets of Madinatul Munawwara. This is out of respect of that blessed ground through which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would walk through which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting upon as well.
Allah.
And also one last final point I'll mention in this regard is, it's mentioned that when he would go to relieve himself, he would be required the urge to relieve himself, he would not do that in normal places.
Allah.
He would go right to the boundary of Madinatul Munawwara and he would relieve himself in such a way
But he is still in the city of Medina, and whatever is coming out of his body, it will be coming outside the city of Medina, not in the boundary of Medina to Munawwara. This was respect that he, radiallahu ta'ala, had for the city of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala. Then imagine the respect he had for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala.
Yes, dear viewers, we were talking about respect and manners. Time is very short. We'll come into the end of our silsila. And inshallah, when I mentioned we'll see what the correct answer was to the question. What was the question of today was that which battle took place in the third year of Hijrah? A lot of wrong answers came through. We'll find out what the right answer is, inshallah, on the screen, inshallah. Ji.
The path of knowledge is the way.
Oh, Ji, battle of Uhud. Ji, the correct answer is battle of Uhud. A lot of viewers have been sending in battle of Badr. This is where the confusion was. A lot of wrong answers were coming. Battle of Badr. So the actual answer is battle of Uhud. And the winner of this question of today is winner for today's question, Binte Ayaz Hasnain from Dewsbury. Yes, right answer. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. Do send in your details. Inshallah, we'll get a gift out to you. Also, winner for Durood-e Pak is same Shehzad from Birmingham. And inshallah Azawajal, continues. Try to, whenever we have this question, this is a way of you gaining knowledge. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. So a lot of people guess the answer wrong, but Alhamdulillah Azawajal, now you find out the right answer. Inshallah, next time try to find the answer, inshallah, as well, by really going into detail rather than just guessing. A lot of people who are guessing, they are saying battle of Badr is actually battle of Uhud. We are actually very short on time. I don't think we've got time for final Madani pools today either as well. So continue watching Madani channel, inshallah. We will join you again on Friday, inshallah, with this topic. Continue watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al habib
sallallahu ta'ala
the path of knowledge.